Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
You have just heard Blue Horizon. I'm your host, Eric Offner. The name of the show is Eric's Sounds of Jazz, and this particular show is entitled This is Jazz. It was recorded at a studio in radio station WOR, part of the Mutual Network, on April 5 and 12, 1947. The studio was small. It was a Saturday afternoon for each session, and there were about 40 people in that studio. This radio show has Rudy Blesch as a host. Rudy was one of my favorite people in the jazz world. He wrote a book called Shining Trumpet, in which he explained that New Orleans jazz, which is what we're going to hear, is made up of three elements. The first is hot improvisation, polyphony, and polyrhythm. He also added hot intonation, as you will hear from people like Muggsy Spanier when he growls. Rudy Blesch was actually a curator of a museum in San Francisco, but he used to come to New York not only to record and produce This Is Jazz on WOR, but to listen to the music at Stuyvesant Casino, where I used to see him, and where I used to see all of the musicians who are about to play for you. Let Rudy Blesch introduce them.
This is jazz. This is Jazz is radio's only program of authentic jazz improvised by famous jazz players in person. The writer and narrator is Rudy Blesch, jazz critic and author of the recent book Shining Trumpets, A Colorful History of This Music. Each week at this time, he and his great jazz men bring you a solid half hour of superb improvised jazz and scenes from its history. So here is Rudy Blesch.
Thanks, and I say welcome to This Is Jazz. Our musical signature, way down yonder in New Orleans, tells you all where our sort of jazz came from New Orleans down on the Mississippi Delta. While fads and swing have come and gone, New Orleans jazz, like Old Man River himself, just keeps rolling along. Many jazz classic tunes came out of the Crescent City, but today I'd like to dedicate our entire program to the American popular song. For our sentimental ballads are really transformed in a remarkable way when played by a band of jazz greats such as ours. And the band itself is going to choose them today. What are your favorites, boys?
Choo-choo!
Wait a minute. We're not going to get anywhere this way. So it's going to be one of you at a time. Now, let's see. Muggsy Spanier, he's our star cornetist, you know. Muggsy, what's your choice for the leadoff?
Well, Rudy, let's start out with Sweet Georgia Brown.
A good warm-up tune it is, so Sweet Georgia Brown.
Thank you.
George Bruni's, that New Orleans trombone man looks like he has a tune right on the tip of his tongue. Right, George?
Right, Rudy, and we all know it's true, and the name of the tune is A Good Man's Hard to Find.
Not hard to find on this program, George, so take it away.
You have just heard Sweet Georgia Brown and A Good Man is Hard to Find. The vocal was by George Brunis, born in New Orleans. Let me tell you briefly about Brunis. He was quite a character when he performed at Stuyvesant Casino. For a trombone, he always used a glass as a plunger, perhaps not always, but enough times for me to remember it. He would also take off part of his shirt and show how he would shimmy his stomach. That got a lot of laughs, particularly each time new people came and never saw those two acts. And you perhaps can tell from his vocal that he did not object to alcohol.
Sitting over there is Baby Dodds. He's as great a drummer as ever came out of New Orleans, and ladies and gentlemen, that says everything. You know, Baby ought to have a good suggestion. How about it, Baby?
Well, Rudy, you might not expect a drummer to be sentimental, but I want my perfect number, Lonesome Road.
Well, I don't see any reason we shouldn't go down the Lonesome Road, then. Joe Sullivan, our famous Chicago hot piano player and a frequent guest on this program, is next to call a tune. Joe, what is your pleasure?
Well, Rudy, I know a tune with a really catchy melody, and I think a good bright tempo. I'm sure you remember it. Love is just around the corner.
Well, as I remember it, Joe, and you can see how far back I really do remember, it was prosperity that was just around the corner. But if it's love, so what's the better?
Thank you.
Oh, belches for the boys downtown, Muggsy. Belches, belches, belches. We're in the house, we all the boys down at Jewish. We're going to have a glam big after we get through here.
And there's Danny Barker sitting over there. He's from New Orleans, too, and he's the quietest man in our band. Except on the guitar, that is, because Danny plays more guitar than almost any other two guitarists I ever heard. Danny, it's your turn now.
Rudy, let's play a real old time, a call I used to love you. George, would you take the vocal on it?
Well, I take a vocal. Man, I had a date with my chick, and I'm bad, and I'm going to sing it for you.
Sure.
Could a duck swim? Baby, but you never
You have been listening to the new program, This is Jazz. Created by the noted jazz critic Rudy Blech, this program brings you every week at this same time pure American jazz improvised as you hear it by great living masters of the art. This is Jazz is your program, and Mr. Blech Mutual wants you to be a part of it. If you wish tickets to see the broadcast in person, write in for them and write in your comments as well. Write to This is Jazz, care of Mutual Broadcasting System, New York 18. The writer and narrator, Rudy Blech. The producer and announcer, Don Frederick. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
You have just heard Lonesome Road, Love is Just Around the Corner, and George Bruner singing I Used to Love You. The band that was previously announced by Rudy Blech, and which I confirm, is Muggsy Spanier, Albert Nicholas, George Brunies, Joe Sullivan, Danny Barker, Pops Foster, and Baby Dodds, all recorded on April 5, 1947. This is Eric Offner. I'm your host. The name of the show is Eric's Sound of Jazz. This particular show is called This is Jazz, and now we will continue one Saturday later, April 12, 1947, the same band, except Art Hodes takes the place of Joe Sullivan, as Rudy Blech will explain. And may I say, Art Hodes is a guy you would not believe, born in the Soviet Union, and he runs blues like anyone from New Orleans.
This is Jazz. Radio's only program of authentic jazz improvised by famous jazz players in person. The writer and narrator is Rudy Blech, jazz critic and author of the recent book Shining Trumpets, A Colorful History of This Music. Each week at this time, he and his great jazz men bring you a solid half hour of superb improvised jazz and scenes from its history. So here is Rudy Blech.
Thanks, and here we are at the 10th session of This is Jazz. So here we are, ready to go, with some of the most famous jazz men in America sitting right here with me. Here they are. Muggsy Spanier cornet, Albert Nicholas clarinet, George Bruni's trombone, Pops Foster bass, and Danny Barker guitar. And our special guest stars for this day, Art Hodes at the piano, and the blues artists, Brownie and Granville McGee. And here we go, with a classic old-timer. There'll be some changes made. Our program last week was devoted to the American popular song, and we had each of the players choosing one. But time seemed to run out, and Pops Foster didn't get a chance. Say, Pops, I bet you felt bad about that all last week, didn't you?
No, well, I figured I'll get a square deal around here. If it's a week.
Well, what are you going to choose, Pops?
I'm going to choose a tune, Heartache.
You know, the thought just struck me. I didn't get to choose a tune last week either. So, fellas, I want you to get set for a popular song of some years back that I think you all remember. My Honey's Lovin' Arms.
You have just heard there'll be some changes made, usually called changes, and normally with a vocal, not this time, heartaches, and my honey's loving arms. You have heard Rudy Blesch introduce all the players, and as I mentioned, Art Hodes is on piano in place of Joe Sullivan. This is, I would call, a mixture of New Orleans and Chicago-style jazz, with every musician improvising the melody. In other words, composing as playing. Beautiful polyphonic jazz. We will now hear Jada, Organ Grinder Blues, and as many jazz bands finish when they play in New Orleans, the Saints go marching in.
Now it's time, I think, to have another spot of band music, and I really do believe that week after week that I've never heard a finer jazz group than the one we have right here. Each man is great in his own right, improvising the music as he feels it, and the parts fit together into some of the most inspired music. We all have a reason to be proud of an American music such as this, where every man is a composer, and each piece played is a new composition, just as fresh as the moment it's played. So here's another favorite old tune to be recreated, newer than ever, Jada.
Thank you.
Our other guest has been here before. He's that famous pop piano player boy from Chicago, Art Hodes. Art, you gave us a wonderful 12th Street rag here a few weeks ago, and since then we've had a lot of requests from your fans and for all of the listeners of the program for a blues number of yours. I think it's one of your old originals, Organ Grinder Blues. How do you feel about doing it, Art?
I feel very good about doing it.
Okay, man.
Thanks, Art Hodes, for Organ Grinder Blues. Now, you know, we play the real jazz, New Orleans style, in its true form on this program, but it looks as if we've been neglecting today all of those classic New Orleans jazz tunes. You know, a half hour goes by so fast for us here, and there are so many good tunes that we can choose from. We've played the New Orleans Brass Band marches before, but there's one of them that is distinctively New Orleans. It's an old spiritual that all the jazzy bands down there play as a march, but I'd like to tell you right now, it's equally good as a dance tune. So, here we go with... But now, wait a minute. There's Muggsy Spanier and Art Hodes over there. They seem to be cooking something up. So let's just listen in on it.
That's what I'm trying to find out, Brother Muggs. This is preaching day today. What are you going to say?
Well, Art, I think I'm going to do a little preaching for all the boys today without Baby. I wish he was here.
Well, let's preach some for him. What are you going to preach, Muggs?
Well, I'm going to preach about when the saints go marching in.
Man, take it away. We'll be listening.
You've been listening to the program, This is Jazz.
I have said on other radio shows that listening to improvised jazz live is a wonderful way of experiencing New Orleans jazz. Of course, these two recording sessions for WOR are live jazz with the ability to listen to Rudy Blesch announcing this wonderful music. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I enjoy this show, and I'll catch you the next time. This is Eric Offner signing off. My email address is eoffner@optonline.net.